This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how self-care is not selfish. This week, we're going into a holiday weekend, and usually I will use a long weekend to get ahead. So I'll schedule additional tasks, whether it's work-related or just around the house. But this time, I'm taking a different approach, as I am recalling what gospel heavyweight Marvin Sapp shared when I heard him speak earlier this year. He said, "You can't be anything to someone else until you are everything to yourself." And this hit me because as much as I want to be of service to God and to be used in His service for others, it's difficult to serve others when I'm not treating my own body with kindness and respect. And for me personally, this can look like too much stress, not enough exercise, and definitely not getting enough rest. This is what I call failing to care for ourselves the way that Christ would. And what I realized is that while I dishonor my body in that way, whether it's through food or stress or lack of rest, I am damaging one of God's instruments. And I surely don't want to do that because I really do want to be used in His service. So as I take this weekend to reflect on my own self-care, let me encourage you to do the same. Join me in embracing the idea that self-care is not selfish. And as you do so, remember these words. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? So glorify God in your body. 1 Corinthians 6, 19-20. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, love yourself the way Christ does.